please turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 144. We're going to read verses 9 through 15 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Psalm 144, verses 9 through 15. Psalm 144, 9 through 15. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of the strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of the palace, that our garners may be full, according to all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. And let's finish on verse 15 together. Ready? Happy is that people that is in such is a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. And let's pray. Father, thank you for such a wonderful place called church. Thank you for our church. Oh, there's many around the country and around the world, but none like this one. Oh, our people are faithful. They work hard and they enjoy serving you. And yet, we do know that there's still a lot of work to be done. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Thank you for what you've done for us already today. Use him mightily in our lives so that we could do more for you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Earlier, you read together with Brother Bush from Psalm 144. I'm going to read to you again verse number 15, that one verse where the Bible says, happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm that people. I am glad I'm one of God's people. It was some months ago I had that wonderful privilege of going and visiting the license branch. When I got there, I had had a good morning, and I was whistling some and singing some. And when they gave me, they give you a little ticket there, and the little ticket has a number on it. And when I got my little ticket, I was joking with the lady behind the counter. I looked around and there were a lot of people in there, and I got my number. My number was D, 8,157,000, and I thought, we're going to be here for a while. I went over and I sat down, and I was just going about my business and got my New Testament out, and I was whistling and just looking around and smiling, and every once in a while I enjoy. When we're driving up the road, I probably used to drive my kids crazy at doing this. I'll wave at everybody. I'll wave as if I've known you forever, and my kids and dad, you're embarrassing us. Well, people were coming into the license branch, and I was just, yeah, how you doing? Good to see you. And people were looking at me like, you strange man. I don't know you. And I was just enjoying being there. And I sat down by a man waiting for B8,157,000 to be called so that I could take care of my 2 minutes worth of business. And I just kept on kind of just having a good time. And there was a man that's come and sat by me. He was gruff. He obviously had not had as good a day as what I had had. We sat there for a little while, and I could tell that my happiness was starting to disgust him. Finally, he turned to me and he said, so what are you so happy about? And so I began to tell him. It didn't take him very long until he wished he wouldn't ask. laugh because he really didn't want an answer. And I said, well, I'm saved. And I go to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church and I started listing things. And you know how people will roll their eyes to let you know they really want you to shut your mouth. He rolled. I didn't shut. I just kept going for a little while. And then he finally said, well, I'm saved too. And I was thinking, you ought to tell your face, you sourpuss. There's something wrong with you. And I talked to him for a little while and just having some fun, and I was just rattling off some of the reasons why I was having such a good day. I got to thinking about it. Finally, thank God, 2 days later, they called my number, B8,157,000. I was bearded, and I didn't even really need the business done anymore. Time had passed. But they did call my number, and I took care of my transaction, went out and got in my car, and as I was sitting there, I pulled out a card, and I wrote down what I had said to that man because he had asked me, what are you so happy about? And so I wrote down on that little card a few items, and tonight I want to share them with you. This morning I was walking through the parking lot. I can't even remember who. I was walking one way. There was a husband and wife couple walking another way. And they said, are you happy this morning? And I was. And I'm glad that I was. And I'm glad that I'm a Christian. The Bible says, happy is that people. That is, in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Now, in many, many years of Bible study, I've heard people talk about the word happy and happiness, and that you get happy by the happenings of life. And then we always compare it to joy. Joy is a quality from within. Happiness might be affected from without. But here, the word happiness is not being used as a second-class word. God is saying, happy are these people. Why? There are things that happen for you and me that are worth our being happy about. There are happenings. I want to quickly share those things. Really, I would like to tell you what I said to that man in the license branch that day. I call this my license branch sermon. Now, I preached it in my own little way to that man that day. And tonight I want to give you the truth that I shared with him. You know, everybody's looking for happiness. Both the rich and the poor, they seek happiness. The educated, they're looking for happiness. The uneducated, they're looking for happiness. Wonder who can provide the answer to this need. What does it cost? Can happiness be purchased? I say not. I know multimillionaires, and I've met people that are worth a lot of money that are not happy. I've met people that are very poor that are happy, but yet I've met poor people who are unhappy. Is it the amount of money that you have? Where can happiness be found? Is there a journey that you and I could take? Could we drive our car and go to a place where we could stand in line and be served by a waitress that could serve up some happiness? I don't know. Who knows the key? Can money buy it? If so, how much does it cost? I know this. Christians are supposed to be happy. And we shouldn't have to put on. We ought to be happy. But why? Well, here it says, happy is the people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Let me ask you a question tonight. Is God your Lord? Then you're supposed to be happy. Happy is anybody whose God is the Lord. If you've not chosen to be happy, it's your choice. God made it pretty simple. God said, I expect anybody who has claimed me as your Lord, I expect that you should be happy about that. He ought to make us happy. God is my Lord. If you're a Christian and you're not happy, you're supposed to be.
Right.
Did you know the lost need to see the happiness of Christians? Did you know that the new Christians ought to see the happiness of the mature Christians? The longer you have served Him, the longer you have been saved, the happier you ought to be becoming. We need the young Christians that come to our church ought to see the veteran Christians, and they ought to see a happiness about them. Hey, the depressed people need to see happy Christians. The hopeless people ought to see happy Christians. The world needs to see happy Christians. I like it when people come to our church. Sometimes they come and they're a little dumbfounded. They watch us laugh and have a good time and sing and joke and carry on. And you know what? We didn't have to curse. We did not have to be drunk. We did not have to be high. You say, why? Our God is the Lord. Our God is the Lord. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. That's expected of us. That should just be there. Why? Our God is the Lord. Is your God the Lord? If so, happy are the people that are in that situation, or happy are the people in that case. Now let me tell you, again, I shared this with an unsuspecting inquirer. He did not know what he was getting into when he asked me, so what are you so happy about? And I began to tell him, hey, listen, if you're saved, you ought to be enjoying the favor that God has bestowed upon you. The favor of God. Listen, let me give you a verse. Psalm 106 verse 4 says, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. God shows special favor to his people. That ought to make you happy. If you're saved tonight, I want you to understand the favor of God is upon you. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, for his anger endureth for but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You and I ought to enjoy life because we have the favor of God upon our life. His favor is upon us. You know, God's people have God's favor, and that should create a happiness. If you're saved, you're one of God's people. Salvation itself is a picture of God's favor. If everything in your life is falling apart and you're saved, you ought to be happy. You ought to be happy. Hey, the worst thing that happens to you in this life is better than what you deserve. We deserve to go to hell. And if everything around you falls apart and you're saved, the next step is a wonderful step. You're going to heaven someday. It's all uphill from here, baby. I promise you. When we leave this life and we get to heaven, the cares and the trials of this life are going to be left so far behind. You know, sometimes we say, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God why I went through that difficult time. When you get to heaven, you're not going to care why you went through that difficult time back here. Heaven is going to be so wonderful, you're going to say, oh, fooey on that stuff from the past. I like the future. Hey, but more than just is there favor upon you if you're saved? And I want you to realize something. If you're saved, you talk about God's favor. That's a sign of God's favor. But I believe this. More than just that God shows favor to the saved, I think God shows favor to his children after salvation. Saved people experience God's favor even when we don't recognize it. I wish there were a way for us to look at our lives in a more spiritual or with a more spiritual vision. We would see how many times God favors us. Talking to one of our good men this morning, and he didn't put it this way, but he was talking about how he went to buy a vehicle and how God intervened and how it turned out just right. What was that? That was God favoring one of his children. I don't think you realize how many times, hey, somebody up the block from you, their refrigerator broke down and yours didn't. And you don't even know what God was doing, but God was favoring you. You know, I realize there are a few of our folks that have struggled and a few of our folks that have been maybe laid off, but I'm going to tell you something. I love the fact that I see so many of our people, God's still taking care of them and meeting their needs. God has favored you. If you're saved, you are receiving breaks in life that you don't even know about. There are things that are occurring. There are situations in your life that where God is salvaging you. There are situations where God is sparing you. There are situations where God is blessing you. I've had three or four of our people in the last few months come and say, I've got a job. It's a better paying job. Isn't that great? And I hear people across the nation saying, I don't even have a job. Thank God. God has shown favor. I was thinking about the favor God showed me Friday night. Friday night I was coming to the high school graduation, and for some reason there was a man in a car, and it had a little bubble on top of it. It was a police car, and as I was driving by him, he decided that he too wanted to talk to me about something, just like that man in the license branch did. I therefore pulled over so that he and I could have a more respectable type of a communication. We pulled over and they were having the click it or ticket program. I was trying to get to graduation. I was in a hurry. And he said, "Do you know how fast you are going?" I said, "Nah, tell me." I didn't know what else to say. He said, "Sure." See, I had already reached up, and because I've watched Mrs. Owens do this many times, I went ahead and got my license out. Got my driver's license, and I got my insurance card, and my, what's that other thing? My registration. I got it out, but to do it, I had to take my seatbelt off to get it. He came up, and he asked me, you know, how fast you were going, and I told him I wasn't real sure, and he'd have to fill me in on it, and he was about to, and he did. You say, "How fast were you going?" That's none of your business. But he said, "Pastor Owens, did you have your seatbelt on?" I said, "Yes, sir, I surely did." And he said, "We just want to make sure everybody had their seatbelt on. You go on and go to graduation and have a good night." I thought, God just showed me favor. Now, you all looking at me and you Pharisees right now. I wonder how many people here speed and don't get your ticket. Okay. That's God showing favor. Hey, we get to enjoy God's favor. Yeah, that fellow said to me, "What are you so happy about?" I just got to thinking about it. I thought, boy, if you only knew how God takes care of me, you'd be happy too. And not only that, I get to enjoy God's peace. The Bible says in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Here, God's peace is ours. And it's not the kind of peace that the world experiences. The world has its little ways of trying to develop its own peace. I don't need the world's peace. I want God's peace. And as a Christian, I have God's peace. And notice in this passage it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Here God said, don't you let your heart get out of sorts. In other words, you have some control over it. God said, don't you let that happen to you. What's he saying? Hey, you ought to be happy. Why? God is your Lord. You've got God's favor upon you. You have the availability of God's peace. God's peace provides even a peace for us during difficult times. You've heard me say it before, and I want to say it again. I don't understand how lost people make it through the burdens of life. Well, I guess I do. They get high, they get drunk, they get mean, they get angry, they destroy relationships. Thank God that when we're going through difficult times, we've got God there, and there's a peace that He brings to us that's available just because we're saved. Peace, knowing He is our God. Peace, knowing that we're saved. Peace, knowing there is no hell in our future. Peace, knowing that heaven is our final destination. Peace in the storms of life, and that He goes through it with us. He said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." That fellow said to me, "What are you so happy about?" I said, "Well, God just takes care of me in such a special way, and I have a peace about me because I know God is my God." And then I said, "Well, to be honest with you, I'm happy because I'm God's kid." Earlier tonight, Brother Kidwell and the King's Kids had their awards banquet. Hey, those are King's Kids. The King is Jesus. The kids are those of us that are born again. I'm one of God's kids. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, "And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then heir of the goodness through, or heir of God through Christ." Hey, get this. That word Abba there, it's a very intimate term. It means daddy. God's my daddy. Those of you who say, "Well, my dad's passed away." Well, you can thank God you have a heavenly daddy that will never pass away. You young people, you're being reared in a home and you say, "My daddy doesn't live with us and I don't have a daddy at home." But you've got a heavenly daddy. You've got the daddy, the God of the universe. He's your daddy. We are in God's family. That's enough to make you happy. You say, what are you so happy about? I'm happy because of God's favor that is bestowed upon me. I'm happy because of the peace that God gives me. I'm happy because He lets me be one of His kids. He lets me be in His family. The same one who is the Heavenly Father to Jesus is my Heavenly Father as well. Wow, what a dad. What a dad. You know something? You could get your daddy a Father's Day card, your earthly father, but if you want to get one for God, you could get God one too, because He's your daddy. And your daddy deserves for it to be realized that He's your dad. Some of you, I wish that you would understand you have a heavenly daddy. That's enough to make you happy. What are you happy about? Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Not only that, I said, there's some promises that God has made me, and God's not a promise breaker. You see, I'm happy because I have the promises of God. 2 Peter 1:4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. You get that? These are exceeding great and precious promises. God has made me some promises. Now let me tell you something. The human race is faulty. The human race, we're sinners. We're corrupt. We have a carnal nature. We have a carnal side of us, but God does not. I might disappoint you if I promise you something, and you might disappoint me if you promise me something. And never should we break our promises to one another. But the potential's there. Why? Because of our sin nature. But I've got good news for you. God will never break a promise to you. God will never break a promise. God's no Indian giver, and if God promises something, He will fulfill that promise. You see, I have a whole book full of promises. What you so happy about? Right there. Right there. I've got the word of my heavenly daddy. I've got His word that He's going to show favor on me. I've got His word that He's going to give me peace. And I've got the word of one that never breaks His promises. I am His child, and I've got His word on that. It says here, exceeding promises. What's that mean? It exceeds anything you could imagine. It says not only exceeding, it says great promises. What kind of promises are they? Well, they're not average. They're great promises. Not only that, it says that they're exceeding great and precious promises. What does that mean? They're of great, great value to you. The promises of God are of greater value than gold and silver and a 401k plan. And you can thank God that God said, I'm going to take care of you. David said in the Psalms, I've never seen God's seed begging bread. Hey, it doesn't matter what happens in the economy. I really believe that your God will take care of you. You just be faithful to Him and God will meet your needs. You see, what are you so happy about? God's favor. What are you so happy about? God's peace. What are you so happy about? I'm one of God's kids. What are you so happy about? I've got God's promises. Not only that, I'm happy about the fact that I have the Spirit of God within me and working in my life. Romans chapter 8, verse number 15, it says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. You see, my daddy, when he saved me, moved within me to live. In the person of the Holy Spirit of God, God Himself lives within me. You see, we have living within us a full-time counselor, the Holy Spirit of God. That makes me happy. Did you know that if you can't get to the preacher to ask him a question about your spiritual life, you've got a Holy Spirit and you've got a Word of God, and that Holy Spirit will lead you to the Word of God to get you to do the right thing? Hey, that makes me happy. That makes me happy. Hey, with God, you're never going to get call waiting. You're never going to get an answering machine. You can get directly to God. That makes me happy. We have living within us in the person of the Holy Spirit a full-time encourager. A full-time encourager. You say, I'm down. I'm depressed. Well, turn to the one that's within you, the Holy Spirit of God. He'll help you. He'll help you to get up and get undepressed. We have living within us a full-time strengthener, an encourager, a counselor, a need filler. God in the person of the Holy Spirit lives within you, and He never leaves you, and He never forsakes you. And when you're down, what you need to do is stop looking at what's going on the outside and look to the inside of you and say, Holy Spirit of God, help me. And His Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you are the Son of God, and you won't go to hell, and you're going to go to heaven, and you have peace available, and you have victory available. Look on the inside. He wants to do it. The Holy Spirit of God desires so deeply to be used and to be that you would communicate with Him. I've got the Holy Spirit of God inside me. What you so happy about? I've got God living right smack dab inside of me. And when I get down and I can't find you and I can't find anybody else to encourage me, I've already got God. He's right there with me, and I can get happy about it. You watch the news for just a little while, that'll depress you. Turn it off and look on the inside. Stop looking on the outside, and you'll find living in you the Holy Spirit of God. It makes me happy. I'm happy that we get, and folks, boy, the men's prayer meeting on Saturday morning, we mentioned this often. Don't you ever become accustomed to the Spirit of God and how He works in our church. I've been there. You've been there. You've been in the churches and in the services where it's dead and it's dry and God does not move and you don't see the hearts of God's people yielding. Hey, but if you're ever in a church where the Spirit of God is working, don't you take that for granted. You better stop every time and say, look, God's doing it again. Praise God. The Spirit of God is present. It's present in the preaching. It's present in the singing. It's present in the altar call. It's present with the greeters. It's present in the programs in the church. Hey, we better thank God. I'm happy about the Spirit of God. I'm happy that we have the presence of God here in this place. That's enough to make you happy. That's enough to make you happy. He said, what are you so happy about? Didn't take him long. He wanted me to shut up. Because I just thought, well, you ask, buddy, now you're going to get it. And I started unloading on him. I was shocked when he said, well, I'm a Christian too. Again, I thought, man, you ought to be testifying the same that I am. Not only that, and I'm done, and that'll make you happy. I get to enjoy the expectation of heaven after death. 1 John 5:13 says, these things that I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. I want to tell you something real honestly. I am so glad that I don't worry from day to day about my salvation. I know I'm saved. You say, I don't believe anybody can know that. Then you don't believe the Bible. Because the Bible says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. I will not lay my head on my pillow tonight fretting about death. I am born again, signed, sealed, delivered, saved by the blood of the crucified one. I'm not worried about my salvation, and I don't have to worry about it. Hey, I would crack up if I believed in work salvation. I'd be like this all the time. Boy, I would just be petrified. I'd be scared to death. I have peace. I have a favor. I'm the child of the King. I have all these things available to me. You say, what are you so happy about? God is my Lord. God is my Lord. Enjoy the promise of heaven. Enjoy the promise of no dying. Hey, one time we die, and we may not even have to die that one time. If Jesus comes again, He may snatch us out of this whole mess, and we may be looking for the upper taker, not the undertaker. If that happens, Browns will have to pick up a lot of people from a lot of places, but they're not going to get any business out of Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. Oh, yeah. Enjoy the promise of no more pain. Enjoy the promise of no more dying. Enjoy the promise of eternity with the saints of God. I think it is going to be so fun. I mean, I hope that's not too anti-spiritual, but fun to go to heaven and to meet some of the saints of God. I've got some questions I'd like to ask Moses. You know, I thought about all those animals that came on the ark and all. What a mess! I'm just wondering who cleaned up after them. I'd like to find out. Of course, they had their kids with them. That may be why God sent those kids on the boat. Help get things cleaned up. Well, I'd like to ask the Apostle Paul about a few things. I want to meet Elijah of old. He's one of my heroes. I just love to hear about what God did with Elijah. Then I look at more current history, and I think of the great men of God in history. I want to meet them. I want to be around them. Hey, I am happy about the fact that one of these days I won't be reading about them. I'll be sitting with the saints of God, and we'll be able to talk about the marvelous works of God. But not only that. One day, I'll sit at a meal with Jesus. I'll sit at a meal. He'll be at the head of the table. That's where Daddy sits. We'll sit there. We're going to have the privilege of seeing those nail-scarred hands. We're going to hear Him talk. He'll sing with us. He'll praise God with us. That's really going to happen. That makes me happy. I think of the people that tease Christians and give Christians a hard time. I'll tell you, when we're in heaven, we're going to have us a good old time. Some of you, you'll be reunited with your loved ones and those that have passed on before. They're there now. Jesus has taken good care of them, and they're happy there, but we'll get to join them. I'm glad I'm not going to hell. I'm glad that I'm going to spend my eternity with the Heavenly Father, not the devil. And that makes me happy. There I was, sitting in a license branch, had my number, B8,157,000, waiting for him to call my number. And I'll tell you what, you talk about something that'll try your patience, a license branch. And that old boy, gruff, said, "What are you so happy about?" I told him. When I got to the parking lot, I wrote it down and said, "Someday, I won't tell everybody what I'm so happy about." If you're a Christian, you could be happy about it too. And remember, it's choice. Happiness is a choice. All these things you could choose to be happy about them if you want. No matter what else is going on around you. This is as available to you as it is to me. If you're not saved, it's not as available to you as it is to me. Because you got to become a part of the family. You got to get born again. You got to get saved. If you're not saved, we welcome you to the Savior tonight. Become a part of the family. Hey, if you're going around town whistling and singing, and anybody just happens to ask you someday, "What are you so happy about?" Why don't you tell them? They'll only ask once. But I'm happy. And you ought to be happy too. Because the Bible says, happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. One question for you. Is your God the Lord? If so, don't worry. Be happy. I'm going to write a song about that. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.